Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the last show of 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. We're going to do a lot of different things. And first, let me introduce our co-host, Scarlett, as we celebrate the New Year coming up in 2024. Scarlett, happy New Year, Scarlett.
Happy New Year, Joe. I'm excited. New year, new beginnings, new triumphs. It's going to be exciting. 2024, new president. Got to get rid of the idiot there's now. And his fangy idiots with him. And it's going to be beautiful. I'm excited. Hopes and dreams and prosperity and good health and hugs and kisses. To all the people that listen to The Truth, our fans, our paparazzi, the media, we are loved.
You know, this is unique. Well, today happens every 100 years. This is, don't forget,
yes.
If you take the numbers, it's 12, 31, 23. So that's 123, 123. And,
yep.
And that only happens once every 100 years. And
I read someone did a reading on that and said it's a very potent, positive number. Very. It's going to bring joy and happiness, hopefully, to everybody.
It's going to be a very unique year. You know, this past year was a hard year for everyone.
Yeah,
you can't, the housing industry was going down. You can't buy a home. Interest rates are skyrocketing 5-6% or higher for mortgages. People are spending a lot more money to pay for a lot less.
Job loss. Christmas was a tank because they had no money.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, I was talking,
the whole year. They couldn't buy anything. Young people can't buy homes. They do, they're living in their parents' basement.
And then you got, Lion Chief up there, and it's just telling, the economy's getting better. It's getting better. No, it's not. I talk to a lot of people, and that would normally they would help out and doing different things and stuff. They came from, and the biggest thing they're saying, it's hard for me to even take care of my own family, let alone other people. And they had to cut down on the Christmas gifts and all the other stuff and the traveling stuff because they can't even pay the bills to put food on the table, and that's a big thing. And then you got a guy in the White House and all his people on the media saying, "Oh, the economy's getting no, they're not. They're delusional. They're dream world.
The tramps and the thieves." The liars. I'm waiting because they're all going to go. They're all traitors of this beautiful
country. And the thing is, even the young people, the Gen Zs and stuff, are having a problem these days. And they're also turning on them. So it's kind of interesting to see that all these Gen Z people that were so happy because they got was getting everything under the sun, now they realize they're not getting anything except being ticked around.
And they must pay their loans.
Right. And the thing is,
they can't afford a home. They can't afford to live on their own.
And Biden, the guy in the White House, tries to circumvent a lot of different things and try and excuse all the loans and stuff like that. But the Supreme Court of the United States says it's illegal for him to do that,
and nobody's following through.
The banks are sending out foreclosure notices on these student loans, and these students are saying,
they will be beholden to those loans for the rest of their lives.
What the banks are telling these people that took the student loans and thought that was getting forgiven because of what Biden's doing.
When they file taxes, when they get a job, they will get nothing. And I got better than that. When they go to look for a job, that'll be on their record.
Yeah. That they can't pay the bills.
Right.
And the credit ratings go down. But the banks keep that telling these people, say, "Well, I'm being cleared," and then the bank told them, "No, you're not. Brian can't do shit. The law states is this and that. You're still responsible." Stop listening to the bull crap that's going on. And then the taxpayers will pay it anyway.
You will pay it. How it works is it'll follow you the rest of your life. It's like child support. It'll follow you for the rest of your life. Your credit will be in shit. Your life will be in shit. Every time you get a job, it will be deducted. It will. You won't be able to afford anything. And they take 17%. Just to let you know, they take 17%. They'll take it every week until you pay off your loan. Okay?
Now, for all those that want to be participating in the year-end review.
If your parents co-sign the loan with you, they're also responsible.
Again, that is true. And to be participating in our year-end discussion and the preview for 2024 and all the good things coming out in the new year, give us a call at 515-602-9657. This is the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. We have a lot to be thankful for.
It was a really ass-kicking year for the show. We didn't have as many guests, but we had some. And we had exclusively we exposed all the bad shit.
Yeah, we broke a lot and a lot of exposure.
Did we say the Biden crime family? Now all of them are saying it. It took a while, you know, but we broke. We broke. They talk about Obama. We broke that. We talked about Menendez. We broke that. We always tell the truth. We can backtrack it, right? It's the Ed rule. That's right. Happy New Year, Ed, and to your family. And you have to make sure that when you expose a piece of important fact information, that you have it backed 100% in three places, legitimized, okay? And that it's real. Like, I'll bring up a topic because you know how much I love talking about SNFKid. SNFKid interfered and influenced something in them going after Hunter Biden. He did something. He slipped them a Mickey. Okay.
Well, no, what he did was he knew, because how long he's been in government, he knew that if Hunter had a press conference in front of the Capitol on the congressional side of the Capitol, in front of them, that he will be arrested on the spot for contempt of Congress. And obstruction. So what he did was he told his son to hold a press conference at the Senate side where they couldn't reach him. And that's obstruction, and that is a felony.
What is that whole arrest shit in California? Why is he not in jail, but he's in the Virgin Isles? I'll be right back. Okay,
what's going on? Okay. Well, I'd like to do and celebrate. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to play All Lang Syne.
We won't back down?
Okay, you want to play that? Okay. All right.
Turn.
says, oh, I won't back down. And that's a pretty, and that is a pretty big statement. And as we enter 2024, the truth is out there, voice of the people will not back down. Scarlett and I and everyone in our studio and the audience and everyone in America will not back down. We are for making everyone great again in this country and the world. We will see success breeds success. Positivity brings positive results. That's what we want. Get government out of the way. And we're going to do that. And we're going to eliminate the cabal, the deep state, that is actually controlling everything right now. And they're trying, they're so scared of us. They're so scared of us. The cabal, they're so scared of us, the deep state, the uniparty, that they're trying every which way they can to keep Trump off the ballot. It's not going to happen. He will be on all 50 states. And if they try and try and to see if they're going to end up with Ryan in the hands.
Significant. We're
going to
dump him off all the swing states legally.
Yeah, except, you know,
he's a traitor.
That's okay. Now, and this is what I said in the podcast. I'm going to say it on the radio show. Now, the 14th Amendment was not designed for individual states to take people off the ballot. That is deliberately set up in a different way. The 14th Amendment, it's under the Section 3. It eliminates people for insurrection or anything going against the government of the citizens of the United States. It was designed by the government after the Civil War to prevent the Confederacy or the Confederate soldiers to infiltrate the government and try and take it over after the war. And in
only
order to
case,
make sure that these...
The only case... What is Jack Smith's case, Trump?
His case is going to be dismissed out of hand in the next few weeks. He's trying every which way to start to... He knows he's going down. He's trying every which way
What were the charges filed in the grand jury that he brought?
He's talking that his talk... He said that his talk... basically, his actions to talk... inspired J6. That's not true.
No, it didn't, and that's in violation of the First Amendment. Okay,
right.
Now the other cases are gone because they have no play. It's Jack Smith because
that one's gonna be gone shortly too. Let me finish. That's gonna be thrown out in by Supreme Court in the next few weeks. There is no merit. He knows there's no merit. He knows his case is over. Now he's just standing. He's just standing there to make noise. He also knows he's going to end up arrested for treason and going to a tribunal in Gitmo and then eventually hung.
It was a fraud case.
Every one of these cases.
How the grand jury couldn't understand the case.
This is done in D.C., and D.C. is all Democrats and communists and stuff like that, and they don't like to see Trump. Trump was good for the American people. He was not for the big government.
Why is Trump's lawyer not there?
He said because in the grand jury, so the defendant's lawyer is not there. There's no defense attorney in the grand jury.
But he brought lies and fraud. How did he get that?
Doesn't matter what it is. You can indict a ham sandwich, as they say. It's in the regular trial that takes it, dumps it out.
A grand jury needs to be adjusted to bring a grand jury.
Yeah,
it
they do. You actually have to have evidence to get indictments of a grand jury. Yeah.
And you have the right, and you should have the right to defend yourself at the grand jury.
Well, that sets up a regular trial.
There are three sides to every story, the left, the right, and the middle. And usually the middle is the story. okay?
Okay, let me get back to the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, what the communists use, I don't even call Democrats or Democrats anymore. What the four judges in Colorado, by the way, the Secretary of State in Colorado oversaw the judges, and Trump is going to be on the ballot, period, and took the judge
that's
out. So that's a done deal. Now the other thing is in Maine, this person wasn't elected. This person is now a lawyer, the Secretary of State. She has no bearing of understanding the Constitution or the rules of law or anything. And she's a paid George Soros operative, and she admits it. And this is all going to get thrown out anyway because it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, number one. Number two is a state under the 14th Amendment, Section 5. Section 3 is what they're using. But Section 5 explicitly says, and this is put in deliberately because the Union did not want the Confederates to states to make laws that undermines the government. So what they said was that no individual state can take anyone off the ballot. It's all sole duty to Congress, a fellow Congress in D.C. that can do that. So under Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, George Soros' theory of trying to get everybody off the ballot just wound down in flames. It is the Congress that actually does it, and Donald J. Trump will be on the ballot in all 50 states because there's no indictments of insurrection.
Can I say
there's
something?
Not charge of insurrection.
Joe Scudo should have been back and working on it. But
that's
a
matter. They don't
themselves.
Have to worry about it. The Supreme Court of the United States, when Tuesday or Wednesday, is going to throw all this bullshit out. It's already in there, and it's going to be a broad 9-0 or 8-1, most likely 9-0 decision, which will eliminate the 14th Amendment usage to try and take Trump off the ballot,
and
all 50 states.
Joseph, they're going to do something else.
They'll try
these
other
people,
things. We know it, but the American people are smart.
They're kamikazes. They're morons.
Yeah,
they
and the a lot of them are already in the prison cell, and the most of the, and the others
saved.
Will be. The
Trump
American people.
Very protected. Very
he
protected.
Is. He's very well protected. He is very well protected. Very. Probably more protected than the Pope is right now. So,
the point is that
2024 is going to be the year of MAGA. The Democrats are going to lose the Senate by how many votes we don't know. But right now it looks like the
mayor offices, mayoral, and governor races, and I think races are going to really turn. In fact, I think local.
The American people had enough. When you start seeing, when you start seeing Chicago, of all places, demand Trump to come back to clean up the mess. When you start seeing in New York City, the Bronx, and other parts of the five boroughs, to asking Trump to come back to clean up the mess.
Did you see the mayor of Chicago? He looks like a Cupid doll with that hairdo. He's got a cone head.
Like we started to show, the number one issue is economy, but the number two issue is immigration. We actually have a caller on the line.
A drug.
Let me pick up the caller.
Okay, call. Pick up the call.
Yeah. Good evening,
you know,
and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I hear what you're saying,
happy
but it really
New
is
Year.
Not. The, happy New Year to you also, ma'am, and everyone's family.
Absolutely.
Let's look at this more closely.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The states can't keep Trump off of a federal ballot. That's a federal election. You got presidents, congresspeople, and U.S. senators. And that's why there should be separate ballots. There should be a federal ballot and let the states and the local communities have whatever they want, because they can keep anybody off their ballot if they want to. But they can't keep a federal candidate off their ballot, off the ballot.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. States allow, and some municipalities allow, illegals to vote. And if Trump was on a ballot, if Trump was on a local ballot, a state ballot that illegals are voting on, when they will walk up the ballot and put marks by the presidential and the federal candidate, you do not know who is casting that ballot.
Actually, things have changed. They're requiring social security cards.
Yeah, and what's happening now, in order to vote in all 50 states, you got to have a photo ID. You have a verified signature, a birth certificate, if you can, or Social Security card, and to do that. And if you're doing an absentee ballot, no more mail-ins. If you're doing an absentee ballot, the first signature's got to be verified, and the last four digits of your Social Security envelope.
Let me explain that. Illegals that's here working now, they can get what's called an I-10 number. That's individual tax identification number, because they don't qualify for Social Security card. They can take take that I-10 number, and they can get home mortgages with that I-10 number. Then once they sign the papers on their home mortgage, they can take that to the local voters registration, and they can register to vote because they're showing now an address.
Don't matter.
It's going to be
E-Verify, that's going to be happening too.
Now, here's the thing. Those Secretary of State had no business. You really shouldn't have done that, because they don't have any control over federal candidates. I mean, this just couldn't drive. So many illegals in this country, and they get driver's licenses. Remember, Obama said that they only want to come here to vote. They only want to come here to work. Once you have a driver's license
in Florida, you cannot get a driver's license.
Florida is just one state.
Yeah.
In Missouri and other states, you can just show a government-issued ID, and you can register to vote. And like I said, too, Texas, in that one county, they got over 43,000 homes that was built by a private person. It's nothing but illegals in there.
When they
that a federal primary, we're talking about a federal primary, because you're going to vote primary for president or caucus, whatever it is, these illegals will be able to vote.
Well, it should be a caucus. I'm for a caucus myself. If Trump got 200 million votes, the Democrats would rig it so that Biden would get 201 million votes.
Right. But if you're a caucus, you can't.
I'm for a caucus myself. I think that the legislature should go back to appointing the U.S. senator.
Yeah.
I think that all elected federal officials should be paid by the states that they are representing, not going to Washington, D.C., getting in that pool where you cannot track them. Also, I think that there should be 50 Supreme Court judges, one appointed by every state, and come up with a tiebreaker. That way the president cannot stack the court.
That is true.
I like this.
So write all that down.
That's perfect.
Yep.
You know, have you ever thought about running for a local seat?
No, ma'am. I'm a volunteer for a convention of states here in the state of Louisiana. We're trying to call Article 5 convention to put in place like term limits, stop government overreach, And also calling for a balanced budget.
I don't think they should get paid in the federal branch.
They should be paid by
174 grand and lobby money and all that crap gotta go.
They should be paid by the states that elect them.
And once you leave the office, you shouldn't be paid every year.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about that? Those things I put out there. And have you signed a petition for calling for an Article 5 convention?
I didn't know it was floating.
Yeah, it's on COS.com. Sign the petition.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was pretty interesting on that. But I'm worried about opening up the convention to set up a stage to backfire too, because of lose rights. So you've got to be careful with that. But
I
Mark
don't know
Levin,
about doing that, but
this is more or less Mark Levin type.
I agree with him that they should be appointed, not elected. I don't think they should get paid. I think they should do their bidding. I think that they won't work there. Okay?
By the way,
I think you should close the Fed, close the IRS, do the free tax. I think that, who does the emission? What department does that emission shit? The emissions. What agency takes care of emissions and the stove and all that fucking crap?
EPA?
Yes. I think the EPA needs to be shut down and revamped. I think that the Board of Ed needs to be shut down and revamped. The IRS gone. FBI shut down, revamped. Homeland Security shut down, revamped. CIA shut down, revamp, Department of Justice. That piece of crap needs to go. I'm waiting for Biden to go. I'm waiting for. Did you see Kamala with her husband in that picture? And what kind of stove did she have, Joseph?
Yes, so.
So her logic is, do what I tell you, not what I do.
By the way, KC won by 8.
You know what else? You know what else? She offends me because she is not black. She lies to people.
Yeah,
she's a real piece of work.
The Chiefs won by 8, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look. I'm sorry. Oh my God, I think I got the points right. This is important to me.
You know,
this is the best I've done, and forever, people. I'm killing it in football. Seriously. I'm all happy about this. I'm going to have started to lose a little bit because I didn't have my points.
And Pittsburgh won by 7. And Pittsburgh won by 7.
And let's
see. Chiefs covered. You won. Chiefs covered.
Let me go. Okay.
You won all 3 games.
I won all 3. I have 11-4. 11 wins, people. Jump for joy for me. Yes.
That's your best week.
And tonight is the Vikings versus the Packers, and I'm taking the Vikings over the Packers and a 1.5 spread. And I'm excited. Where am I at here?
Okay.
And I'll tell you where I am in this pool of 507.
Anyway, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm boring.
Yeah.
I kick butt.
So
I'm 9. I'm 9 in the whole spiel. 1-9. I am number 9. I have 11 wins. I'm psyched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not a normal person. That's cool.
I told you
the New Year's blessed.
Yeah.
And
so, you know.
Okay. I am a web designer. I'm a logo designer. I design everything. I draw, I paint, I illustrate, I design. you ever need any of the work, give me a call at 561-872-1314 for all your design needs, because Reading in the City is in the house. And
anyway,
I send it to you, Joe. Nine, I'm a nine.
But that's a good suggestion on that. One thing very important, electric integrity, and there are a lot of stuff in there. We'll work with a lot of different people. And as the guy in Louisiana found out that one of the sheriffs that end up, you cheat, you go to jail, and you end up you're losing your race and get disqualified. That's what happened in that one. There's a bunch of others coming around the country now. We actually are taking out and disqualifying a candidate that cheats to win. And we actually are arresting and eliminating the cancer of illegal voting activities in this country around the world. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's what organization's doing. It's all being tied up, and the RNC is not—it's irrelevant until Aroma goes, and she's expected to be gone
she's
soon.
She's never leaving. You're going to have to find something on her. You have to have something
on
her for her to
She's going to go down. We don't need to. She's resigning. She knows she's going. She did something illegal, and we got it. And she knows that she's part of Deep State where the money trail is, and she's going to end up going bye-bye. We already have a person. Mitt is just a figure of anyone's imagination. She's not doing much of anything. You got to watch. She's got to lawyer up because she's going to go away with, Liz Cheney and stuff, being arrested for treason. Same thing with this Anna's thing, whatever his name is. He's another one that needs to go. And all the J6 committee people need to be taken to custody and tried for treason. They lied, manipulated, cut videos and everything else. It's not true. And with the 44,000 hours of videos proved that there's a whole J6 committee was a break and a fraud. And a lot of witnesses. And I'd like to thank Nick Searcy, that's got his Capital Punishment 2 movie coming out. It's going to show a lot of that stuff. Epic Times has a movie on it, too, documenting a lot of evidence showing the fraud and the treason by the communists. I don't call Democrats Democrats anymore. They're communists. That's going to be shown. And you can watch that. All you have to do is go to Epic Times, type in your email address, and they'll email you the link to the movie, and at no charge, watch it. I think it's good until tonight or tomorrow, and then they might have to pay for it again. And then you got Police State by Denise D'Souza and a bunch of others out there that show it. Scott Presley is going to be the new head of the RNC in the next few weeks. He is working closely with a lot of different state organizations behind Roma's back and to build that.
Does he know what to do?
Yeah, he knows.
She's not gonna.
Yeah, he flipped.
She's gonna make sure everything's in shit.
Oh, he knows what to do. We have a system set up and everything already that circumvents the deep state and Roma and actually go into. To do things and all you have to do, all you have to do is go to early vote, go and download early vote action. That's early vote action. That's the site that's set up by Scott Presley. And you click on your phone and it gives you up to date stuff. Where's that? How to register different things and things he changed. He actually changed, he helped a couple hundred thousand deficit by the Republicans to now with 700,000 plus registered Republicans over Democrats. He is changing Virginia. He's changing the Pennsylvania. In fact, the Democrats lost 35,000 registered Democrats now flipped to Republicans. and much others going through in different areas around the country. We're doing it across the wing. We have a system set up where we know instantaneous if there's kind of fraud IDs and stuff, and our people will be there within seconds. This is going to be one in every day location. And if there's any fraud, we're going to arrest them. If they resist, we're going to eliminate the cancer. This is the end of it. And if we can tie it into a political candidate, we'll be arresting the candidate for fraud and eliminating them to be disqualified. That's how we did. That's how we got Youngkin as the governor in Virginia, is that we caught the Kevin McAuliffe of photo fraud, and we're about to arrest him unless you can see
Is that how Trump's going to get screwed by all these illegals getting on the ballot, being the vote?
No, they're not getting on the ballot. We're arresting. Thanks to that area that the guy who said on the radio before called in, that one area with all the housing, Abbott knows who they are, and they got the Texas Rangers and the police in Texas arresting him out.
Is that in Austin?
No. But we are literally cleansing this thing.
Is Eric Adams putting them on the ballot?
No. That's been unconstitutional.
How about Massachusetts?
Same
California?
Thing. They're not, none of them. They're all getting, the people, each individual people in areas are getting cleansed out, basically. What we're doing is we made a lot of arrests. And we're working through securing the ballots around there. The drop boxes, there ain't going to be any drop boxes. It's going to be absentee ballots, no mass mail-in ballots. And if there is, the Secretary of State that mails them out, the head of the election, will be arrested for fraud. So we're going to be working on that, too. Now, if you get caught, if any Secretary of State or any head of the elections gets caught involved in any kind of photo fraud, they will be arrested on the spot, and the candidate involved will be will be disqualified and arrested. And that's how we're doing it. And we're making sure that and if there's any drop boxes that's out there, we're eliminating them and putting security to make sure that no stuffing of ballots. And there's a lot of different things out there we're working on. And it's not just Scott Press and his group. It's not Denise D'Souza and his group, but also the Heritage Foundation and many other organizations out there that is in the process of doing it to make sure that we have photo protection and photo IDs and make sure we have a legitimate photo out there. It's not just, we can't rely on other organizations. We have to do it ourselves, and we're going to do it, and that's how we have set up. And in the meantime, we're recruiting and registering voters left and right, and we're making sure that we do that we out register everyone, and that's how we're doing it, thanks to Scott Pressler. So that's a big thing there. We lost a few people this year, and a lot of actors and actresses passed away this year. And we also lost a couple people and family and someone that we know, and things will change their lives. And that's very important. So in memory of that, I want to thank, for them. Now, also, we got... Scarlett has somebody she wants to. Does she have anything to say about the members lost?
Well, I'll read them off to you.
Okay.
We lost Matthew Perry, Suzanne Summers, Raquel Welch, Ryan O'Neill, Angus Chodd, Andre Braha, Michael Gabone, Tina Turner, Norman Lear, Cindy Williams, Lee Sunken, Sinead O'Connor, Richard Roundtree, Lance Reddick, Paul Rubens, David McCollum, Jerry Springer, Tommy Smothers, it was just last week, Alan Arkin, Shane McGowan, Tony Bennett, Treat Williams, Lisa Marie Presley, Jimmy Buffett, Richard Belzer, Bob Barker, Tom Wilkinson, Tom Sizemore, Ron Seppis Jones, Harry Belafonte, Piper Laurie, Burt Young, Lisa Loring, Annie Wershing, Richard Mall, William John Miller II, Francis Sternhagen, Ray Stevenson, Burt Bacharach, Bobby Jean Carter, Jeff Beck, Major Loss. Steve Harwell, Susan Shepard, Len Goodman, Anna Cardwell, Paul Cardamode, Evan Illenstein, Jim Brown, William Friedkin, Stella Stevens. My brother, I lost him in September. And your mom, we lost her in February. And Ron, we lost him in August.
And don't forget the people also in J.H.
We lost Grace Lucille this year.
Yeah.
And people on G.H., we lost Sonia.
Yeah.
It was. Don't know anybody else.
That's
did,
it.
Did anybody
that's
else?
It, well,
and,
we got a whole...
And so, to all those families, they were great people, all of them. They brought something to everyone. And
exactly.
They will be missed, and they were loved and appreciated, all of them. And... It's a new year, folks, and it's six. It's what's the temperature out right now? Whoops.
In the 60s.
62 degrees here in my area, Florida. It's cold.
Anyway, so we got that, and you got a whole
Twilight Zone marathon,
and
tomorrow night's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show. Enjoy if you're into that.
And you got the New Year's Eve Rock and Roll.
What?
New Year's Eve Rock and Roll, Soul Freaks.
Yes,
don't forget you missed Dick Clark, you know.
I just said Dick Clark's New Year's Eve.
That's the thing. And even before that, Guy Lombardo.
I didn't like Guy Lombardo. I didn't even like Lawrence Welk.
He was the original.
Okay. You know what I really miss? I miss Dick Clark. Okay.
Yeah.
And every Saturday with him with music. What was that called? Dick Clark.
American Bandstand.
That's right. And the Apollo, when they all had great music, and
the Midnight Special.
And, the Midnight Hour, the Midnight Special.
The Midnight Special with Wolfman and Jack.
Right.
Those
were
the good old days.
Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'd like to wish everybody, because we're going to close the show with a really cool song. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope you have high hopes. Pick your chin off the ground. Enjoy. Celebrate. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs. Be happy. Okay? It's not about things. It's not about money. It's just you're alive. And you're good. And it's great. This is Scarlett Butler saying happy new year. Bye.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to 2024. We got a lot of things going on, I'm doing that now. On behalf of everyone on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, Happy New Year, and God bless and hear all I'm trying. That ain't it. A technical difficulty. Here we go.
Really?
Make it louder. There ain't no doubt I love you. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Wednesday, Eastern Time. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show on Block Talk Radio. Calling numbers 515-602-9657. Happy New Year, everyone, from everyone here on The Truth is Out There, and we'll see you next time.